This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Man.
Hey, everybody.
I just got hit. So, the missus, you don't wear your watch anymore.
I don't.
I still wear my Apple Watch all the time.
It just was making me feel guilty.
Right.
I'm never closing my rings.
Well, the missus has one, too. And she hits me. I just got this, like, this second. That's why I was thinking of it. She always challenges me to an exercise duel. Mm-hmm. And then...
Oh, God.
Kicks my living head in. Each week, and just when I think I've got it, she just goes for a 6-mile run and then just smokes me right there at the end.
Man, that's what I hate about it. Like, can't I just be left alone in my slugness?
Nah, and I just accepted. Yet again.
Just a sloth.
I'm going in for the hurt.
Do it. So did she set a number for the challenge, or it's just,
no,
I will do better than you this week?
Yeah, I'll just do better than you. So you have to accept.
She's going to crush her.
Well, I'll tell you what. The truth is that during surf season, I do crush her. Mm. And she's nowhere to be found with challenges during surf season.
Oh.
It's only in the off season. Because in a two-hour surf, you've seen, well, back when you had, a two-hour surf will spin those dials
right.
like crazy.
Yeah.
But she's, that's when she can't seem to find the challenge button.
Yeah. Well, maybe someone else should issue a challenge
I never think about that. In fact, I don't even know how to find that.
Oh.
I know how to accept because it shows up as a little.
Right. Yes or no.
You have a message.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, whatever. Hi.
Maybe Bryn will be able to show you, because I think that you should really, try to
get her this winter.
Yeah.
Get her.
Yeah, get her. Girl. Oh, I'll just go out for a 6-mile run.
Yep.
Oh, I'll just run and run and run until I've won the challenge.
Yep.
Here at the 0 hour while I've left him home with the kids. That's a good wife right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yep. So...
So, where to begin? This was a effing crazy weekend. Like,
all right.
Like,
the segues.
Dude, everything. Like, just.
How was your brother's birthday?
More crap have happened. It was great. I love segues. I didn't know if I would or not. And what fun.
So, there were no injuries.
I hurt my ankle a little bit.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Boy, I even joked about your ankle last week.
It actually is kind of sore. It's just a bump. But so I didn't realize that we were going to go off-road with these things. Like, I figured they were, sidewalk and street things. Mm-hmm. But you go on
trails
and gravel and go over roots and up and down hills and... It's really fun. It's a really cool way to see the park. Like, it's, you do, I think it's like probably 8 miles maybe total.
So it was all Golden Gate?
Yeah, just Golden Gate Park. We went.
All right.
So it's behind the half shell at the, the big plaza between the DeYoung Museum and the Cal Academy?
Mm-hmm.
There's like a big kind of a performance space, like a half shell thing right there.
All right.
And behind that, there's some bike rentals and there's the Segway thing. So they give you a little training. They give you a pretty extensive training. You watch a movie, and then everyone has to go through the obstacle course.
I'm sure they do.
They do. They
have to. You could run somebody down on one of those.
Yeah, you need to learn how to use it. And it's funny, too, because by the end, it's, it's pretty body intuitive. Like, you get it by the very end. So we're going, and... We're going around we went to all the lakes, like in the western end of the park. There's a bunch of lakes we went to. So we're going around this lake, and it's this little tiny, narrow thing. And there's a couple people standing on the edge. So I'm like kind of I'm like up the hill trying to get around them. And I start to wipe out. He's trying to talk to us about this piece of, I guess it's the front of a house that was in Knob Hill, and they've moved it to, so he's trying to tell me this.
You'd be interested in that, too.
I was interested. Like, I actually remember that much of it. So, but then I start to kind of lose it, and I'm right, you know, you're at the water's edge, and there's people right there. These two people are standing there, and they're just having a nice day and doing whatever they're doing.
And you're like, excuse me.
Well, I start to lose it, and I don't want to hit them, and I don't want to fall into the water. So I kind of, I'm like, whoa, whoa. And I, even as I'm losing, I'm like, oh, no. And the girl, like, in the midst of my, you know, freak out, this girl goes, Sarah? So, and I just whacked my ankle, and I'm like, oh, hi.
So you plowed her, too, though.
Oh, no, I didn't. I hit John.
Oh.
I hit John's Segway. I didn't hit John. Like, everybody was fine. And I didn't fall on the ground or anything, thank God, because that would have been, there really wasn't a lot of ground to fall on. I'm
further sure embarrassment.
Fallen right into the lake. So, but it was just so, it just took me out of just going from like full freak out over like being thrown off this Segway to this lady on the edge of this lovely, beautiful lake with her boyfriend.
Can I get a selfie?
And I, well, it's funny because we're standing there and you know, so we took some pictures together. Her, you know, Brandy, she's a chef.
Oh, nice. Now you have a Brandy too.
I do.
All right.
Brandy with an I. And her boyfriend Scott, or friend Scott, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the guy who's doing the tour, his name's Kelly. He's like, hey, what was that all about? I go, I do a radio show locally. He goes, oh, I you know, he moved up here in the early 90s and
I have
from
one
LA.
Of those. I have a radio. What are you know?
Yeah. Oh, a radio.
Oh.
He's like, what is it, like a podcast thing? I go, no, it's not. It's we do podcasts, right. But it's a radio show. But it just gets brushed over, whatever. So we continue on, and we're actually, I realized that I didn't take a picture of her, Brandy, who was so mm-hmm. sweet. And he loves the show, you guys.
Good.
Like, loves. She was so,
thanks,
like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So we're all the way around the other side of the lake, and I take a picture of her from across the lake, which I then blew up and screenshotted.
I saw it. Blew up
again and screenshotted. So she's very pixelated, but she's on my thing. And I went looking. She commented, so I went looking so I could see if she put our pictures up. And it is funny. I look at the picture. I'm like, there's no way anyone picked me out of a crowd in that. Like, I'm unrecognizable. I've got, like, big sunglasses mm-hmm. on and a freaking mic.
What happened with the hat?
We brought our own helmets, and it was fine, and which was great. So my own stinky head helmet.
Good for you.
Only mine.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons celebrities like to ride bikes. Is
motorcycles,
they can,
right?
No, bicycles.
Oh.
Because they can get exercise, but put on a helmet and a ridiculous...
They look like everybody else.
Then that costume they wear, and it's like, psh, no one's going to pick me out of a lineup.
No, so they can just go. But, it, you know, really, so she said, I guess as I was screaming, like, oh, no!
Right.
Ah, help! She recognized my voice, because she turns around. And it was just so funny, like, in the middle of this, like, crazy stuff. I'm trying to hold onto the Segway. I'm, Sarah? Like, oh, my God. So, then we go on, and we get down to the north side pinwheel. What are those things called? You know, the two big, they have the wheels on the top.
The windmills?
The windmills, thank you. Woo, something like that. I knew it. Pinwheels, windmills, whatever they are. So we get to the north side one.
I'd give you $5, but I don't have any.
Yeah. Cash.
If Nobody he wins some from me nowadays. Later, he'll give it to you.
All right.
We'll see if he wins anything today. So we're at the north windmill, and it's going. Like, I've never seen those things going. It's actually spinning, and I'm like, oh my goodness, ooh. We're going to stop in there, and we're going to take
was
a picture.
Was it windy? What?
No, it wasn't particularly windy. I don't know if it just spin, and it didn't have the sails on it. It's just mm-hmm. the sort of wooden frames. And all of a sudden, I hear someone go, oh my God. And I turn, and I'm like, yeah, it's going. But they're all looking at me. Did you see that picture? All these cute girls. They're like, oh, my God, Sarah. So now Kelly, our tour director, is like, all right, what's going on here? So he drops us off at the Park Chalet to get a beer. We took a little break.
Good for you.
Stop. We all got a beer. And he looks me up on his laptop that he's got with him.
He comes, a laptop with him?
Like one of the, like a Surface or something.
All right.
You know, just like a souped up iPad. Mm-hmm. So I come back out. He's like, oh, I know all about you. I'm like, oh, what'd I do? Mm. So he's reading through the bio, and he's like kind of a, you know, he was into, when he lived down south, he was listened to KLOS, and I was on there. I was a part-timer at KLOS for a little while. And
he knew you from there?
He didn't.
Oh, okay.
He said, when did you work there? I used to listen to KLOS all the time. I was like, I don't know, like 91, 92 maybe? And he's like, he had already moved up here, and he was a Live 105 guy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, then he makes me explain the whole thing when I'm on, and he's got our page up and everything. So good morning, Kelly.
So we have
Golden
a new
Gate
fan.
We do.
Good.
Well, I don't know if he'll be a fan or not. But
Kelly, welcome. You better
Kelly,
be
Kelly,
a fan.
Kelly,
yeah,
Kelly.
You better be a fan. So then we go out to dinner. We went to the Cliff House and managed to get a table. Oh. And I've never eaten at the Cliff House.
No?
I just, you know.
It's changed a bit.
It's really nice. They mm-hmm. like delicious drinks. I was the DD, unfortunately.
Oh,
well, it wasn't going to be my brother.
Right.
But it was so funny because we get in there and we all order a drink. And I take a sip of my margarita or whatever. And I look down the line and these guys are already just like into it. And I just went, you know what? Here, Debbie, you take this. Can I have a root beer? Like someone's got to drive. Mm-hmm. And it's always John. He always winds up quitting drinking. I'm like, it'll be me. It's fine. So we have dinner.
It's John's lucky day.
It's John's lucky day.
Let's hope he poured it on.
They did. They were. I was the sober, annoyed person.
Oh.
And they were the wasted people making noise in the restaurant. So we eat, and it's delicious and
really expensive. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so expensive there.
I'm like, wow, that better be a good steak at $52.
I used to take dates there when I lived right there.
Well, it is lovely, right? Mm-hmm. So. And I've never been, and I figured, what the hell, do all the tour stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we get home, and we watch Captain Marvel. And
Okay. Did you like it?
Yeah,
it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I liked it. And I'm not doing that whole arc of movies like they are.
I thought she was good, though.
Yeah, she's fine. It's good. I liked it. I thought it was cute, and there's some good twists in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we watch that, and it's like, I don't know, 10 o'clock, and... So, you know, off to bed. So I wake up the next morning on Sunday morning and, 9 o'clock or whatever, and I'm having my coffee and I pick up my phone.
It's early for you.
Well, you know, I'm trying to slow my roll, Yuzi, you know.
Since when?
Since Friday night when I didn't. I was so like, ugh, on Saturday.
Oh,
I'm like,
you got
I'll
ripped
be the
Friday?
Designated driver. There's always a reason. So I get up and there's a message on there from Bryn. He's like, and it's from the night before. Like, it's urgent. I need to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, and normally I would have been up at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. So I text him, like, what's going on? Do you want to call me? He's like, I want to come over. I need to talk to you. So I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening? Like, what can it be?
You didn't tell her?
No, he wouldn't tell
me. Well, I didn't talk to I want to talk to her in person just because the phone thing. I knew she'd probably freak out because she always freaks out over everything. But I was in the ER at 2, like 1 in the morning on whatever night that was.
Saturday night.
Yeah. He called me like at 11.
So Hooman called you
and
said, I'm in the ER.
And I'm like, oh, and I'm like about to go to bed too. Do you need me for anything? He's like, you know, it's cool. It's all right. You know, if you want to come visit, you can, but don't worry about it. I'm like, come on.
Apparently there's no visiting hours at this place either and no limit to how many guests. Like, you know, Bryn showed up at midnight on Saturday night and walked right in.
Where is this place?
On Van Ness.
But is it a witch doctor?
No.
This is a legitimate Western medicine.
CPMC.
Full on. Mm-hmm. Like, he's getting the care he needs.
But they don't.
Actual doctors.
Actual doctors.
Care, yeah.
But they don't care if you come over at 2 in the morning.
Apparently not.
Well, I guess in the emergency room, there wasn't a thing about that. It's emergency. But
well, John went to visit him last night at 8 o'clock. And, I mean, I haven't talked to him because he was picking our son up at the airport. But I assume he got in.
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's really strict visiting hours.
How's our son?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't
seen
him.
So that's why I wanted to call mom. I was like, I know it's 11:30, 12. And
so he calls me, but I'm not there. And he comes over and he's like, all right, here's the deal. Hooman is in the hospital.
Brace yourself.
Here's what's going on. So I hop in the shower and we head over there. And so Hooman is, and listen, this might be the backstory, the backstory. Like, his gallbladder is, he's got a sonogram and he's just, you know, chock full of stones. And I think that's, it's like a bile producer, right? It's right there by your liver. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, helps with that. But a lot of people have trouble with that. Just might be like here and there you get like, I think that it's my gallbladder that makes it so I can't eat raw onions. Cause like even one little raw onion and I'm just in pain for hours, but then it goes away and everything's okay. So, but it sounds like it can manifest as an insanely painful back. So maybe, I think he's getting it out.
Supposedly,
the doctor was saying that he thinks it's coming out today. So, and it's laparoscopic, like it's not going to be a, you know, they don't have
super
to cut
invasive.
You open. Right. So, but that's it. And then there's other stuff going on. I'm not going to get into all his stuff, but it looks like, you know, it's just that we're all getting old and his gallbladder's going on him.
Hopefully it fixes him.
I mean, wouldn't that be so nice if this is the root of it?
Well, for him.
Yeah.
Chronic pain is awful.
No, it is. And I think that if he, and he was saying too, and hey, he was doped up, man.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
He's got the good stuff.
And was asking for more.
IV in it straight in or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Has he got a button to control that?
Morphine,
he goes, yeah, he goes, he's all, right. Hey, Bryn, go look for Gay Santa. He's my nurse. I need more morphine. So Bryn is like, all right. He goes out there like, no, our system's down right now. We'll have to get in touch with the doctor. Like, no, you can't have more morphine, dude. but, you know, pain management is a part of that. I mean,
sure.
You know, but he was, they've got him, they had him on something. I don't even know what. What did they say it was?
It starts with a D, I forget.
Oh, it's Demerol.
It wasn't Demerol.
It wasn't Demerol?
It wasn't because I was listening for that because that's the one I know that starts
with
a D.
Yeah, I know. That's what I know.
It did sound somewhat familiar. I can't think of what it was, though.
Yeah, I forget. Someone but he was in heaven.
Yeah, he was definitely floating. And all his people from his church were there and they surrounded him and put their hands on him and did a little prayer. And his mom was there and his aunt and... You know, he had a lot of friends and family there, which was nice for him. And you know, the bottom line is he just needs to get that thing out of there, get on the road to recovery. So last night at dinner, because obviously he wasn't there, we actually, even though I totally don't believe in God, I'm like, let's do a prayer for Hooman. Like so Debbie believes. So I'm like, you know what, Debbie, you lead the prayer. And she said very nice things. So
aww.
I thought, you know, he would be glad that we did that before we ate. So anyway, now, yes, Jesus visited on us, and they were very nice. The reality, you know, that church he goes to, Reality,
mm-hmm.
Those guys were very nice and surrounded him and said a very nice prayer for him, you know, wished him well, laid their hands all over him.
They even let us know, like, hey, we're about to do a prayer. If you don't believe in it, you guys can leave the room if you like. I'm like, who's going to get up and leave? That's...
Well, yeah. Did you get up and leave?
No.
Oh.
I stood there.
Right.
Well, I'm not offended by it. You know?
You're
nice.
You're welcome to leave.
How nice that he's got a community like that.
Well, by
yeah, you're
association,
welcome to
you know, someone walks in and there you are praying. Someone might, you know, pull your atheist card.
I wasn't speaking. I don't have that.
Oh,
I'm not,
you know?
I'm not a card carrying anything.
All right.
I was also trapped in the corner. Excuse me.
I know.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
excuse
that would have been. We would have been in a little bit of a predicament if we'd had to exit.
People are saying, pronounced different ways, so I don't know how to say this. Dilaudid?
Dilaudid.
Dilaudid?
Mm-hmm. I've heard
is
that.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That wasn't. He's saying that's not it.
I don't know. I forget.
I thought that was it.
Maybe it is.
Dilaudid.
Yeah. I thought it sounded familiar.
Everybody's saying that's what it is.
I've heard the word dilaudid.
Yeah. So I think that was it.
Amen.
But I've never been a pill guy. I know that, you know, pills are at an epidemic place in our society. So... Hopefully that's not his new problem when he's all better.
Yeah, that'd be great. Seemed like you really liked that morphine. You know, that's not a good thing to like. You should hate that.
Well, if you're in pain.
Yeah, you do what you got to do to manage it.
It's important.
Absolutely.
But the unfortunate part, I feel like when you come down from that, you start throwing up. You know, your body's getting rid of the medicine. And I remember just being so sick once...
Yeah,
coming down and withdrawing. It's basically withdrawing.
Kathy used to have to get full on detoxed from her drugs she took for the kidney stones.
Right. Yeah.
Because they'd load her up because they say that's as painful as giving birth, if not more.
Yikes.
I never want to. Jesus. I don't want one of those.
No. At least you get a baby at the end of childbirth.
I know. You get a little rock.
Yeah, your family.
A little grape nut.
Gets better or worse, but depending. But
sure. I mean, things work out sometimes. Other times, fingers crossed, Vinny. So anyway, you know, I really did appreciate yesterday. So I put up a couple of pictures of us in the hospital on my Instagram. It's Clarky Clark, if you want to look. And just of us in the hospital. And I said, you know, send your nice thoughts. And, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people have commented. And I'm sure that that's a boost to him. And, you know, even, I guess it's the drugs maybe, but he seemed in pretty good spirits in there. And the drugs and the praying, you know, all the good stuff. Anyway, so
can you imagine him, the way he questions modern medicine or Western medicine? That doc's going to be like, oh, I'm going to be really happy to pull your gallbladder out with my bare hands.
Well, I guess that he went to the emergency room and like collapsed inside the not in the emergency room to an urgent care. He got him. So he was just, you know, I guess no acupuncturists were open, so he had to go to the urgent care, and he collapsed inside the doorway, and they're like, oh, no, it's time for an ambulance. Like, we're not admitting you here. Like, you need to go to the emergency room. And that's why he wound up over there. And then I guess he went in on that happened Wednesday, and then he was here Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome life choices. Hopefully those will start to change. Poor human. Like, what is this whole suffering? I would never do that. I would be all over you guys, like, oh, poor me. I have this. I have that. Pity me.
He's collapsed in the urgent care. They're saying, get in the ambulance. No, take me to my nearest chiropractor.
Yeah, right. Oh, no. I'm sure it's just a quick adjustment. I'm sure
you guys got enemas here.
Yeah, I know that'll help me.
Wheel me to the enema center.
We don't have one of those, sir. There's got to be one. It's San Francisco, for God's sake.
What about the hot cupping? You got the hot cupping?
Let's get the toxins out.
Let me give you my address. I've got a tube and bucket in the shower.
Just go get them, please. And I need that Mountain Shade grown organic coffee. I don't need any.
From the Himalayas.
Oh, my God. No doubt. Anyway. Good morning. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.